Cosmolicious, your fabulous Cosmo Life, a weekly guide to what's going on beyond the pages of Cosmo. Cosmolicious, Sirius 111.
What's that sound? It's the Oscars, the Academy Awards. Now heading down the red carpet, Serena and Andrea.
Hi.
That's us. Hi, people. Hi.
You look so pretty, Serena. What are you wearing?
It's our own very delicious Cosmolicious pre Oscar party. And, you know, we're really excited the Oscars are coming up this weekend. Not so much because we're really into the movies.
Oh, in fact, Serena hasn't seen any of the movies.
Thank you, Andrea.
And I've seen one. I'm like, I'm so much better because I've seen one.
But we fashionistas like to watch the red carpet.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Like, and I was saying, I love when they fall on their face.
And what better excuse to bond with your girlfriends than to watch fashion come down the red carpet? Oh, glamour and all its glory.
Yeah.
Wow, I sound really old.
No, but it's
old Hollywood.
Like I was saying before, like sometimes it's really fun to see them totally bomb, but no matter what, whether they bomb or they like have the most amazing outfit ever, their bodies are hot. They just look so good. And it's very hard to be sitting at your little Oscar party with your friends, stuffing your face with pizza and Oreos and every food category, watching these starlets. And you're like, oh, maybe I should be eating celery.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't.
Maybe this should be a salad and not triple layer spinach artichoke dip.
Well,
with extra cheese.
We've got friends.
Thank God.
Cosmo Radio.
Hello?
Cosmo Concierge. Cosmo Concierge.
That's right. For today's Cosmo Concierge segment, we've brought in Jennifer Easerlo. Did I get it right?
That's right.
Yay!
We love her last name.
Tricky
we're like
one.
We're like addicted.
Jennifer is a New York City personal chef, and she's going to tell us how to make all of those Oscar appetizers just a little bit healthier.
Yeah, it's the coolest thing. She's a skinny chef. It's like an oxymoron, but it's real. She's skinny and she's a chef.
I wasn't always skinny, though.
Well, wouldn't know by looking at you because she knows all the tricks. She's got everything. She's going to tell you how to do gooey, creamy, salty.
Crunchy.
Rich.
Chocolate.
Rich. Everything.
All safely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jennifer. So we are really excited because the Oscars are coming up this weekend and we're getting together with our girlfriends to celebrate. And we're going to eat.
That's basically our excuse. I mean, we'll take any excuse to have snack time.
Well, that's my philosophy. It's all about eating, but being healthy, too.
Right. I mean, the Super Bowl, we're just coming off of the Super Bowl, which was
another excuse to eat.
I mean, that
which
was
usually means a huge bowl of potato chips,
yes,
right?
Exactly. And this is like all girls. So you don't have the guys involved. So there's, you know, but even girls, when we're all together, we like to be bad together. But you can still snack, right?
Absolutely.
You just have to do it right.
Well, you have to make the right choices and making your own homemade snacks is really the way to go.
But
so
don't tell me carrots and celery.
No, let's skip the salad. I'm talking about dark fudge brownies.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. I love you.
Are you talking?
But we're going to make it with zucchini.
What?
We're going to add some moisture in there, get our vegetables. You won't even know the zucchini's inside. And you're going to enjoy that rich chocolate brownie that you've been craving that everybody wants.
All right. Well, sister, get out your pen and your pad and your pencil
we're
going to be talking about some pretty kooky recipes.
This is crazy.
Holy
and you can't
cow.
Taste the zucchini?
Nope.
What do you do? How does
okay,
this work?
Set our table.
Jennifer.
Paint the picture.
I don't understand.
And where are the brownies? Do you have any on you right now?
I don't see any brownies.
Frisk her.
Well, I think the thing to keep in mind is whatever snack you crave, whether it's salty, rich, creamy. I'm a cheeseaholic. I absolutely love gooey melted cheese. So when I make my nachos, I get the whole grain tortilla chips. I put part skim mozzarella, spicy salsa that, of course, has zero fat, hardly any
salsa's
calories.
Salsa's a good one, right?
I pop that right in the oven, and I know that I'm getting plenty of fiber. I'm not getting a lot of fat, but I'm still enjoying the texture of that delicious melted cheese.
I'm hungry, but I don't feel bad about it. Okay,
and I feel good about sharing that with my girlfriends because I know it's healthy, and even though they feel like they're cheating, they're not. Right.
So it's not like they're like, you bitch, I love these. I can't stop eating them. Okay, so you said whole grain tortilla chips, part skim cheese, and salsa, and that's it? That's all you need?
And if you want to sprinkle some black beans, you're going to get some extra fiber, and that's really heart healthy.
So the black beans are actually good.
Oh, they're great for you.
Which bean is the bad bean?
There is no bad bean. It's all about how much fat you stir into your beans. If you're going to, you know, add a lot of pork or bacon.
No, I don't have to. Oh, that's amazing news.
No, beans are very healthy for you, and they're creamy and satisfying.
So we actually added an ingredient, and it's healthy.
Right, and you can make a great low-fat spinach dip with mashed beans.
You know, I was kind of hoping that you would get to the spinach dip, because the spinach dip is
Serena's
my personal favorite.
I also use yogurt, which is another one of my favorite superfoods.
Because really?
It adds creaminess without adding a lot of fat and calories, and you know, what you're craving is that texture, that creamy texture, but you don't want to pack on the saturated fat that comes with high-fat cheeses.
Okay, so how do you make this spinach dip you speak of?
Well, I use Parmesan, grated Parmesan cheese, low-fat yogurt. I spice it up, whatever, if I want to put a little cayenne inside.
Uh-huh.
I go ahead and use spinach, and then I sprinkle a little bit of cheese on top, so I'm still getting that creamy boost of the flavor of the cheese, but the yogurt takes on the flavor of the high-fat cheese.
That sounds so good.
Very smart. Very smart.
I mean, no one's going to notice. I don't think, like, this doesn't sound like it's, you know...
Oh, I trick the men all the time.
Isn't that the best? I sometimes make low-fat brownies, and after they eat them and tell me they're good, I'm like, they're low-fat. And then they're all like, well, they weren't that good. I'm like, liars!
Yeah, then they just have to justify wasn't well.
Oh, every time I have the party, the men are the first ones to ask, is this healthy? And I say, no, it's just regular.
It's just regular.
I keep eating.
So we're going to start off the night with some tortilla chips, some whole grain tortilla chips.
Skinny nachos.
And some skinny nachos.
I'm like, everything has to be skinny. Something.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny nachos.
Whole grain tortilla chips, salsa, part skim cheese, and any kind of beans that you want to put on there that are fat-free.
Right, and you could just get the canned beans. They're so easy. Rinse them off and stir them in.
Sounds fantastic.
These are
really
super
good.
Fast treats that everybody loves, that are quick to make, but also healthy. I mean, that's the point of being healthy, is you also want to enjoy what you're eating.
This is great. Now, for our next appetizer, we've got the...
Skinny
spinach dip.
Yes. Skinny spinach.
Yes, as you eat it, your waistline shrinks.
Shrinks.
And we've got Parmesan cheese with the low-fat yogurt, and I missed the rest of the ingredients.
I sprinkle a little cheese on top, and of course, I put plenty of spinach, because spinach is a powerhouse of nutrition.
I love spinach.
And so our mothers weren't lying when they said
eat your spinach. No, and if you can mix that in with something creamy, then you're already getting that extra boost of nutrition.
Now, what if I wanted to take, say, a whole grain pita and slice that into triangles and toast those? Would that be good?
That would be great. You could even put a little bit of pasta sauce on time. Stick with your part skim mozzarella, because you know it's low in fat, low in saturated fat. And you've got yourself a little pizza there that's healthy, safe.
Pita
pizza that's whole grain, too, full of fiber.
So this is sort of satisfying my saltier snack.
And creamy.
That's my downfall.
Okay.
Salty.
Mine
and-
is sweet. So I'm feeling good, but I'm not full.
But I'm happy.
You're happy, but I'm not full.
But isn't this what...
Okay, I'm waiting for dessert.
What
else do you have for us?
All right, let's talk about the real waistline offender, ice cream. That's a lot of people's every girl's weakness. And, you know, I make my own pops. I have a wonderful yogurt pop that I throw the ingredients in a blender. I freeze it up the night before, and I put grapefruit in it.
Hold the presses. Andrea, we have just found a reason to use your blender.
I'm going
to
make my own ice cream.
Jennifer Isolo, mark it down on the calendar. Jennifer Isolo is here in the studio. She is our skinny chef, and she just gave Andrea her first reason to use the blender she gave her boyfriend for Valentine's Day.
I gave it to him for Valentine's Day so that he could make something more fattening, but now I'm thinking, who needs the fattening stuff? I'm going to make my own ice cream. That's not fattening.
So Andrea's going to take her yogurt.
What
and
else?
She's going to mix it with her.
You can put a little vanilla if you like, or sometimes I use lemon extract.
And you're just talking about regular
plain, non-fat or low-fat yogurt.
And then you put a little bit of vanilla or lemon extract in it.
And you could put some zest. And I like to put Florida grapefruit in mine, because it just adds tang.
I love
and
grapefruit.
It's loaded with vitamin
C. It's like one of the few healthy things I actually enjoy eating.
And pink is my favorite.
Well, it's our favorite color here. We love pink. So, and it's not that, it's not really sour. It's more like a zesty, like a
tart. No, and
tart.
I do add a little bit of sugar, but a very, you know, a lot less sugar than you'd be getting in commercial ice creams. And of course, 70 to 80% less fat.
So when you're done with like blending this, what flavor do you get? Is it like grapefruit flavor? Grapefruit
it's
vanilla?
It's a citrus. It's a wonderful
citrus. Like a creamsicle?
Yes.
Make it a creamsicle. Skinny creamsicle.
Can you believe bits of the grapefruit in there with it too?
I actually fold in bits at the end because I like to get a piece of that refreshing grapefruit.
Too.
Right. And you know, you can always make these pops by adding a handful of bittersweet chocolate chips.
Wow.
That's for you, Andrea.
Chocolate always makes it better.
I feel like the grapefruit is very refreshing. I'm thinking that would be really good for the summer instead of helping yourself to a giant scoops of your
Right. And even if you have two of the pops, you know that you're still coming low in on the saturated fat, which
is
really crucial.
I like that you can have two. Two is better than one. So that's nice.
So is Andrea's sweet tooth maybe not so satisfied just yet? What else do you have for her, Jennifer?
Give me more.
Well, we were talking about the brownies.
Yes, I did not forget about those. Tell me.
And I'm sure you know the trick of adding applesauce to make brownies moist.
I've used that with cupcakes, and I made them for my family. I didn't tell them. And they said they were the moistest cupcakes they ever had. And I was like, ha, 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 it's applesauce. I was so excited.
Well, zucchini does the same thing, but you're getting vegetables in your dessert, which is such a smart idea.
That's so smart.
Especially for folks who don't like vegetables, or they think they don't like vegetables until they dig into those brownies.
So you absolutely cannot taste the zucchini in the chocolate
of, the chocolate cover hides the zucchini naturally.
So how do you do this?
Grate a fresh zucchini, okay. And I have a recipe for bittersweet chocolate that I melt, and I stir the ingredients together.
Amazing.
I like to cut the sugar too, because really a lot of these treats, it's more about the texture and less about the sugar. Because when I have cravings with something sweet or crispy, just feeling that crunch or that tang,
it's like 80% of the game then.
Yes. And the look of, does it look delicious? Does it smell delicious? When my husband comes home from work and he smells those zucchini brownies, he's not thinking about the zucchini. He smells chocolate brownies.
He just sees brownies. It's not like you slice zucchini and put it on top as a garnish.
Exactly.
You're not going to be like, these are zucchini brownies.
So what ingredient does the zucchini replace? Is that replacing your oil?
I do cut the oil because zucchini is very high in water and it has fiber, and that's what gives the brownies the moisture. And remember, when you're snacking, you want to think about foods that have fiber, like whole grains, because fiber helps to fill you up. So even though you're snacking, you're less likely to overeat because the fiber expands and makes you feel full.
Fuller.
And it also gives you a lot of health benefits.
Yeah. That's like, I'm blown away by the zucchini and the brownie thing. I can't wait to try that.
Rachel, it looks amazed.
I'm amazed. Well, I'm thinking of all the reasons now that I have to go in the produce aisle that I didn't have before. And what
I'm
going to
do. And nothing could be
grapefruit.
Easier than just grating a zucchini. You could do the same thing with carrots.
Really? And you put the carrots into what? What's your favorite thing to use with
We
them?
Could stir those carrots into the brownies as well. But I like to mix them in with cheese. So
really?
That's something you could put in with the nachos.
Carrots.
So simple.
We're shocked. Shocked and appalled, but it sounds really good. Okay, so where can you get these amazing recipes if you weren't smart enough to have the pen and the paper when Serena told you to?
GoFloridaGrapefruit.com has
GoFloridaGrapefruit.com
has the recipe for the popsicles that we were talking about. And
those sounded really good.
Oh, they're excellent. And they're kid-friendly, too.
And you can have
kids
two.
Kids love them.
Jennifer said you can have two. You heard her. I heard her.
And the zucchini brownies are on SkinnyChef.com.
SkinnyChef.com. And do you have all recipes and amazing things for people to pick up? Tips,
recipes, it's all there.
Oh, SkinnyChef.com. It's like having a celebrity chef in your own house, except you have to do the cooking, but it doesn't matter because she does all the hard work for you.
Now, are you going to be helping any of the celebrities out this weekend for their Oscar parties? Do you have anything planned?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, I'm actually going to be, sitting and watching and enjoying my snacks. So
what are you going to make? Are you going to make this whole array?
I'm going to do a trail mix with almonds and flax meal and taco seasoning, because I crave
tacos,
salty.
Say that again. So it's almonds, flaxseed.
And I use whole grain cereal. Mm-hmm. So just like you would do, your Chex mix, but I do it with the whole grain cereal. That's my favorite. And I put flax meal, and it's just a ground up seed.
Oh, wow.
It looks like sesame seed. It adds lots of crunch. It has omega-3 fatty acids in it.
So it's really healthy for you.
It's excellent for you. It's a mood enhancer. It's an amazing antioxidant for your heart. And it tastes just like toasted coconut.
I love toasted coconut.
Now, maybe we wanted to have, say, a cocktail while we watch the Oscars.
Are there
any healthy alternatives?
Can you make a cocktail skinny?
You sure can.
You can? I knew it!
We love her. She's going to stay here. Okay.
Well, let me offer the less skinny version first, because it's one of my favorites.
Okay.
I love grapefruit mimosa.
Okay.
And I don't know any lady out there that doesn't like a mimosa.
Oh, sounds very
and,
yummy.
And, what's grapefruit. Great about the grapefruit is that it's low in calories.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're definitely saving on the calories. The champagne, not so much.
Right.
But, having a grapefruit spritzer with a shot of vodka is very low in calories. You're getting, if you have an 8-ounce glass, you're getting 100% of your vitamin C intake while you're drinking a vodka cocktail. It's crazy.
I like that.
Doesn't
I like
get
that
better than that.
That's easy. I can do that. Okay, so a grapefruit spritzer or a grapefruit mimosa. Sounds really good.
Sounds like fun.
I think your friends would be impressed.
Can you invite us over?
Sure. Can we come over? I'll help make the zucchini brownies.
Oh,
I'll lick the bowl.
Well, we have our own personal skinny chef, Jennifer Easerlo, a New York City-based personal chef. And if you want to check out the recipes that we've just spoke about, visit skinnychef.com and goFloridaGrapefruit.com, where you can get these delicious recipes for your Oscar appetizer feast. Extraordinary.
I can't wait to, I'm going to totally make some of these for my
girlfriends. We're going to chow down.
I just can't decide if I should tell them before or after that what they're eating
is
healthy.
Oh, no, keep it a secret. Wait till after.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having
Jennifer,
me.
Jennifer, thank you so much. Okay, when we return, there's more pre Oscar parties coming up. It's Cosmolicious, girlfriend.
Woohoo!
Cosmolicious, your fabulous Cosmo life. A weekly guide to what's going on beyond the pages of Cosmo. Cosmolicious, Sirius 111.